Hello, and welcome to You Don't Have to Be Crazy, the 10-minute payroll podcast from Payslip. I'm your host, Jer, from Payslip. And each episode, I have the enviable position of chatting to some of the most interesting people in the world of payroll. And joining me today is Jody Parsons, a lady with an amazing career and a great story to tell. Jody, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jer.
Now, Jody, I have to tell you that long before we connected and you accepted my invite to come on the podcast, I had heard about you.
No,
it's all good, I promise. Your reputation preceded you. So not long after I had joined Payslip, we were talking in the office one day about Payorg or Payo and the annual conference. And someone said to me, "You've got to come. The characters that you'll meet will totally change your perception of the payroll industry." Oh, there's this one lady. She handles payroll for a baseball team, I think. And she's got these amazing big chunky championship rings. You've got to see them. Jody, that's you. You're the lady with the championship rings.
I am. I'm actually one of a few that are in Payo that have some championship rings.
So tell the listeners, what is it that you've got exactly? And I suppose what's a good point is, Annie, tell them who you run payroll for as part of that.
All right. So I am the Senior Director of Payroll Operations for the Kansas City Royals, which is a Major League Baseball team here in the United States. I joined the organization in June of 2014, and we went to the postseason in that year and went all the way to the World Series. We did lose Game 7 at home, and so that is a reminder of how my birthday that year did not go as planned, because I was hoping for a championship ring on my birthday. We lost. We were the American League champions, and so I received a ring that following spring, just like the players that are on the field, to commemorate that amazing accomplishment. And then in 2015, we went back to the postseason and returned to the World Series, which is particularly for our team is a little unusual to go back-to-back World Series. And that year we won. We beat the New York Mets in 5 games. So that following spring, I received a World Series championship rings. They are both quite large, with the World Series ring being a little bit fancier than the American League championship ring.
It's incredible. I mean, did anyone comment on the fact that your arrival coincided with this extraordinary period of success? Was it commented upon?
They did. The president of the organization actually at one point deemed me the lucky charm, which made me a little nervous. I appreciated that at the time, but at the same time, in the back of my head, I was like, I don't know if I want that title, because what if we don't continue to go to the postseason? I still want my job. I want to be involved in payroll and for the Royals.
Yes, lucky charm can very quickly turn to bad omen, I guess.
Yes.
What was it like to receive those? Like, what, I suppose you're obviously incredibly proud of them, rightly you should be. But I suppose, what do they represent to you, both personally and professionally?
For me, particularly because of always being involved in sports, even through college, you know, many of us grow up wanting to be a professional athlete, particularly when we're really young. And so I was not as gifted on the athletic fields as obviously other individuals that do become professional athletes. And so it's a realization of a dream. It just took a little bit of a different form.
Yeah.
Because I'm still part of the team. I still contribute to the success of the team. So it represents success, not only professionally, because I've been trusted with large dollar amounts and ensure, you know, everyone in the organization gets paid so they can focus on their real job, but it also satisfies that childhood dream that I had of being in the professional sports world.
It's amazing. actually. That's such a beautiful way of looking at it. If we go all the way back, Jody, you on your LinkedIn, you have a lovely sentence beneath your profile picture, which is, although I fell into payroll, I stay because I fell in love. How exactly did you fall into payroll? Because if I'm right, you studied physical fitness and sports science. Uh-huh. So that it's not strictly a natural path into payroll, right? So how did you fall in?
Definitely not where I thought I would be from my college education. So after I graduated from college, I was actually coaching part-time at my alma mater, the University of Iowa, and I needed something to supplement my career. So I was working for a convenience store and ended up moving into their front office doing accounts payable after I stepped away from coaching. And my career progressed me through the accounts payable world, where I landed at a position for a small not-for-profit in my home state of Iowa. And was doing accounts payable, had kind of gotten to the point that I had really made that process efficient and needed a new challenge. And it presented itself one day when my coworker that was doing payroll got up at the end of the day, walked into the CFO's office and said, I'm out of here. And he said, okay, see you tomorrow. And she said, no, I'm not coming back.
Oh my God.
yeah. So I knew that I had the bandwidth to take on a new challenge. And so I raised my hand and said, I would like to learn payroll. And that's how it really all began, was with my coworker walking out and me raising my hand. And I think that's how a lot of times payroll professionals fall into a payroll role. And once I discovered that payroll was going to really satisfy some of my needs that I developed throughout my athletic career, as far as needing to always be challenged and needing to constantly be in a state of change, because we all know payroll never stays the same every day, even though there's a constant piece of it, but it definitely changes every day. I knew that I would to find something to challenge me. Payroll did that. And once I learned payroll, I started doing some research about what industries had some of the most challenging payroll and discovered that it was professional sports. So that's kind of how my career progressed. I set out to find a role in professional sports and was lucky enough to land this position with the Kansas City Royals. And luckily, you know, it's given me the opportunity to marry two of my passions together, payroll and sports.
That's brilliant. I'm trying to cast my mind into your position when you've just taken on something as a total new beginner. What was that early learning phase like? Talk me through it. You've uh-huh. stuck up your hand in the office and you've said, uh-huh. yeah, I think I want to take on payroll. What was that learning curve like? At what point did you feel like, okay, I've actually got a good handle on this. I actually uh-huh. really know what I'm doing now. How long did that take?
So that first payroll position was, as I mentioned, was for a small not-for-profit. So it was maybe 150 employees when I started. It was all in one state. So luckily I had a pretty simple payroll. And at that point in time, I really thought to some extent it was going to be that misnomer of it's easy, it's just pushing a button. And at that point in time, it was a little bit because of how simple the payroll was. However, it gave me the opportunity to dig in and start figuring out how it really worked. In addition, soon after I started, to my desk came a flyer for, at the time, the American Payroll Association, now Payroll Org or PAYO. And when I joined that organization, particularly on the local level, I found my community, I found my people, and was surrounded by individuals that took the time to teach me about payroll and show me where I needed to go. And so I think that was an amazing experience for me, and it just fueled me to want to learn more about payroll and then be able to share that knowledge with others as well.
That's it for part one of my conversation with Jody Parsons. Be sure to like, subscribe, and don't miss out on part two.